It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
Welcome back. You're watching Bobby Orr highlights on your phone.
No.
You learn a new thing every day, don't you?
Best hockey player I think to ever play the game.
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I was still kind of young, and I don't know that I fully understood what I was watching and just how good it was. But, yeah, go. If you're bored one day and you're around the computer and you YouTube Bobby Orr and just watch some of the things that he does, it's ridiculous.
He changed the way the game is played.
And those are good players. I mean, there are only like 16 teams back then.
What?
Those are.
I don't even think there were 16 teams.
Good, in the 70s, there were about 16 teams by that point. You get like Washington and that in there. The Scouts. You could have played for the Scouts. those are good players, and he just makes them all look like they shouldn't be out there.
He makes them look like they don't know what they're doing. He was unbelievable. I mean, if he didn't have bad knees, I don't think Gretzky could have caught the points. He led the league in scoring as a defenseman.
Yeah, you know. You get into the 80s. If he plays in the 80s, he might have been the one getting 200 points in a season.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with that. Brendan Saad had 3 goals last night. The evil Blackhawks beat the Red Wings 6-1 in a preseason game in Chicago. We'll get them when they come here.
I doubt it. I watched that game because, unfortunately, I don't get the Chicago Comcast station up here. So I'm a Red Wing fan now, and I really felt sorry for that coach. The one assistant coach is from Chicago. He was with the Hawks when they won the first cup, I think.
Okay.
But they just looked a little bit of disarray on their 5-on-3 power play. I thought you and I could have ran that a little better.
They always do. Well, he had a couple of young kids in there. The Czech kid, I think, is going to be a good player, but he's right out of the OHL, and he was lost last night.
Yeah.
I think he was like -4 or something like that. That's not a good stat line in your first preseason game.
No, no. Minus is never good.
But Michael Rasmussen, by the way, scored for the Wings. But as I say every show and every time I talk about the Wings and a young player scoring in the preseason, it doesn't matter. Already got their team picked, and it's all the old guys that are going to play.
Well, it's about that salary.
Yeah, well, if it's about salary, play the young guys. They're cheaper. You save money.
Well, if you got a guy on a one-way and he's making $4 million, what are you going to do? Send him down to the minors and pay him $4 million?
I would, but I'm a little bit different thinker than the rest of them. If I got to pay him anyways, I'll pay him to go play someplace where he's not hurting me.
Or you just pay him to stay home. That happened to a couple. Remember the goalie? I can't remember. I don't even know if it was Brzgalov or something. The one foreign goalie that they just said, here, stay home. It's like $10 million a year. The Flyers.
The Flyers, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had a couple. Well, the Blackhawks did it with the French guy. QA?
Oh, yeah.
They didn't want him around after they saw him play for a little while.
I don't think anyone did. Cool. He had a nice name.
He did have a nice name, but that was about it.
UA, go home.
Speaking of, I know Martineau is signed. Is that the only one so far? You said you got like 60 guys.
Shh. Don't tell Joe Jr. that. I just had a text message with Martineau. Yeah, everything's looking good. There's a lot of fresh, young talent that's out there, and I'm a firm believer that everyone deserves the chance to play. It just this determines on where.
Yeah.
So if they could come here, they could have a good camp and prove themselves, you know, that's what it's all about. You got to earn your stripes.
Yep.
So the guys that were here, if they come back, it's their jersey to keep. The new guys coming in, it's their jersey to take.
Sounds like a plan.
Yep.
A little competition is healthy.
It's always good.
I try to do that occasionally around this place because certain people get lackadaisical. So occasionally, you got to remind them.
Well, he looks
there
like
other people in waiting.
He looks like a team player to me. He's eating that donut from yesterday.
Yes, yes, he is. Well, we don't pay him very well, so he doesn't eat that often. So he doesn't notice that that's a day old.
Could be dinner.
We're picking on Sean Morrow, by the way, who's here because I leave early on Fridays, and so he runs a couple of the shows after I go. This Week in College Football and the Mark D'Antonio Show, which are coming up. And tonight I'm headed on over to Memorial Stadium. Our football game of the week is between Port Huron High School and Frazier, and it gets going on the stream with a 7 o'clock kickoff tonight. And we've got a lot of – at halftime tonight, we will be halfway through the high school football season, which also means we're all that much closer to Prowler hockey season. And while we've got about a minute here, Coach.
Camp for everyone that would like to come out and view. October 23rd, we're starting camp. First road games, November 4th, will be in Danville, taking hopefully 6 points on the 4th and 5th. And our first home game for all you fans will be, I believe it's the 10th of November.
Yep.
And to all the sponsors out there that have jumped on board and all the people helping out, thank you. And we still have a lot of opportunities for corporate partnerships. And let's get the season tickets going and some games and flex stuff. That's the key. We have the team here for this community, and now we want the community to be part of our team.
Yep, and it's all very affordable.
Yes.
And there's not a bad seat in the house.
Oh, no, they're all good seats.
And you're going to have an entertaining team.
You know, we were talking off the air, and you could steal the mic from me at any time, but on paper, this probably is a cup team. Now, again, we don't want to put the cart in front of the horse. You have to show up. You have to make the team. You have to get along, work hard. Shift by shift, period by period, game by game. But, I mean, I'm drooling a little bit over here on the side because I'm excited.
All right. I am too. I'm ready for it. All right. Unfortunately, though, I got to go because, well, I got other things that are going on here. Anyways, but thanks for stopping by, Coach. It was
pleasure.
Completely unscheduled. He just showed up. You can do that anytime, by the way.
Pleasure, and I want to wish all the high school teams the best of luck this weekend, and play hard, have fun, and be safe.
All right, there's Joe Pace Sr. from the Prowlers, and we'll be back on Monday. See you then.